It's election season in the Upper Lynn Canal, and tonight we profile candidates from both Skagway and Haines. In Skagway, we will profile mayoral candidate Christy Murphy. In Haines, we will hear from school board candidate Brian Clay. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. There are two candidates in Skagway's mayoral race this year. The challenger is longtime resident and business owner Christy Murphy. She's seeking to unseat the incumbent mayor, Andrew Cremata. KHNS brings you this interview with Christy Murphy as part of our candidate profile series. Originally from Southeast Alaska, Christy Murphy moved to Skagway from Sitka in 1989 when she was in middle school. She currently co-owns a tourism company in town and says she's running for mayor because she loves the community.
I've been here a really long time. It's going to be my home. So I'm ready to help out with the community, become a civil servant.
Skagway's harbor around the ore dock has been contaminated with lead and zinc ore concentrates for decades. Those materials have been shipped in originally by train and later by trucks from Canadian mining operations. Murphy says cleanup of the ore basin needs to move forward. She says she recently met with one of the main partners from White Pass, which has held the lease on the waterfront for over 50 years.
I met with Bob Berto a couple weeks ago. And I think really it's just a matter of just sitting down, and I think a mediator is very important.
Murphy says depending on how the proposed mediation goes, it's possible that the municipality could be responsible for some of the cleanup.
Under the dock is where most of the contamination is, and it is capped right now, and we're going to need to clean it all up because we want to rebuild our ore dock. So regardless of what has gone on in the past, when I become mayor, I will move forward with the information I have right now.
Murphy says that she's open to partnerships to help complete the redevelopment of Skagway's port when the municipality takes it over in 2023. She says that could include a new agreement with longtime operator White Pass.
I'm just not sure the community would be happiest with that option. I do feel that the community is ready for a change. With that said, if it ends up that they're the better partner and we change our minds because they have a better proposition, it's under new ownership, I won't be opposed to that.
Murphy says shipping regionally mined ore concentrates out of Skagway is one of the best ways the community can continue to diversify its economy, but with some key changes.
No more bulk ore. And I do feel that the containers need to be stored in the industrial area. They should not be stored at our waterfront.
Murphy also says that she supports the assembly's handling of the $2 million gift the community received from Norwegian Cruise Lines, but with some reservations.
I have a hard time with the unemployment this winter because there's jobs available. There's lots of jobs. Everybody's looking for people to work right now.
The assembly voted to set aside $450,000 from the $2 million gift to be paid out over 3 months this winter when unemployment numbers are typically at their highest. But it hasn't finalized its plan on how payments would be made to residents. That'll likely happen this fall. When asked about improving ferry service to Skagway in the winter months, she says she's excited about some experimental concepts being worked on locally.
I love the idea of the electric ferry. That is, it's so romantic and edgy.
Skagway's ad hoc ferry committee has been working on possible solutions over the last decade, including an electric ferry that could run from Skagway to Haines in the summer and a hybrid model that could potentially run from Skagway to Juneau in the winter.
What I am concerned about, and I hear a lot of chatter about, is whether this program is going to add another leg to our travels and we have to sit in Haines.
The election is scheduled for October 5th, and Murphy is running against incumbent Mayor Andrew Cremata, who is seeking his second full term. His profile aired earlier in this series and is available at KHNS.org. Early voting starts September 20th. There is a candidate forum scheduled at 7 p.m. on September 20th in Assembly Chambers. Listen live on KHNS-FM or online at khns.org. Topics and questions for the candidates can be submitted ahead of time by emailing news@khns.org. It's election season, and in Haines, five candidates are running for four open seats on the school board. The race is one of the first contested elections for school board in recent years. Today, we hear from Brian Clay, who is running for re-election.
Brian Clay is a lifelong resident of Haines and graduated from high school here in 1982. His daughter also attended, and his granddaughter is currently in the third grade. For the past 25 years, he's worked as a counter technician at Bigfoot Auto Service, and he has served on the school board for the past 18 years.
There's always something different on the menu. Some of the stuff is always the same, but it always changes, but I enjoy it. A great benefit.
He's one of seven school board members and running for another three-year term.
You make tough decisions when they have to be made, but if you have a good board, we work well together, and we've done a lot in the 18 years I've been on there. We've built a new school, and we stayed open during a pandemic.
Clay says managing to keep Haines schools open and in person last year during the pandemic was a major accomplishment. He says the board worked with the superintendent and staff to develop a plan, reviewed recommendations, and met monthly on updates and changes needed.
Last year was a slow start. We did a couple days a week for the first couple weeks. Then we decided to go to full 5 days, and we did that. And then we slowly but surely started putting activities back in. And the second half of the year, we were doing activities and traveling.
He says the goal is to continue with the measured approach this year. And he also wants to work on boosting state funding for the district.
Making it through this without any illness or sickness this year and continue to move forward. We got to move forward. And hopefully we can get adequate funding from the state. I think that's the big one. We don't get inflation-proof in our budget. They just flat fund us, but it doesn't include any inflation costs.
That will depend on the Alaska legislature to provide state funding. Clay said he'd also like to expand vocational programs if funding allows.
Construction and trade, education, that kind of stuff. There's some areas in there that we need to improve, make it a little more robust.
Clay has also served for over 25 years with the Haines Fire Department. He served as chief until 2018 when he was arrested and charged with driving under the influence. He ended up being fined $1,100 and resigned as chief, but remains an active volunteer firefighter. He declined to talk about it, but said anyone with questions could ask him personally. Brian Clay is one of five candidates running for four open seats on the Haines School Board. He will face Shannon Dryden, Kevin Shove, Michael Wald, and Jonathan Ray in the election on October 5th. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
Join us for a Haines School Board Candidate Forum next Thursday, September 23rd, live at 11 a.m. on KHNS. And tune in tonight at 6:30 p.m. for our Haines Assembly Candidate Debate, co-hosted with the Chilkat Valley News, featuring the four candidates running for two open seats on the Assembly. Haines reported no new positive COVID-19 cases on Thursday afternoon. The total active case count remains at 43. Skagway is reporting no new cases as well and has four active cases currently. Klokwan is reporting zero active cases. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.